Praised be Jesus and Mary. Today we're celebrating a Mass of Blessed John the 23rd, although he's not in the general calendar. He is still listed on this day. This is his feast day for the Blessed. And of all the people who had a great impact on the 20th century, Pope John the 23rd avoided the limelight as much as possible. One writer noted that his ordinariness seemed to be one of his most remarkable qualities. He was born, Angelo Roncalli, into a farming family in northern Italy, and he was always proud of his down-to-earth roots. And while he was a diocesan seminarian, he joined the Third Order of St. Francis. After his ordination in 1904, he returned to Rome for studies in canon law. He soon worked as his bishop's secretary, taught at the seminary, and published the diocesan paper. He was named a cardinal and appointed the Patriarch of Venice in 1953, and then a month before his 78th birthday, he was elected Pope, taking the name of his father and also the name of the patron of Rome's cathedral, St. John Lateran. And he took his work very seriously, but not himself. A reporter once asked him, "So how many people work in the Vatican?" And he responded, "About half." His wit and his humor were well known. I believe when he was still patriarch in Venice, he was invited to a banquet, and he was seated next to an immodestly dressed lady. And during the course of the meal, he passed her a bowl of fruit and asked her several times if she would care for an apple. And she refused each time, and then finally asked him why he kept inquiring if she wanted an apple. And he answered that, well, it wasn't until Eve ate the apple that she realized she was naked. Just a subtle rebuke of the way she was dressed. And his most famous encyclicals were Mater et Magistra, Mother and Teacher, written in 1961, in which he brings the Church's social teaching up to date and condemns socialism, and also Pacem in Terris, Peace on Earth, written in 1963. And this was the first encyclical that the Pope did not address to the Catholic faithful only, but to all men of goodwill. And in this encyclical teaching, Blessed John the 23rd was reacting to the political situation in the middle of the Cold War. This peace encyclical was issued only 2 years after the erection of the Berlin Wall, and only a few months after the Cuban Missile Crisis. And the Pope explains that this encyclical He explains in this encyclical that conflicts should not be resolved by recourse to arms, but rather by negotiations. And he was also responsible for enlarging the College of Cardinals and making it more international in 1903. A young Angelo Roncalli wrote in his spiritual journey, from the saints I must take the substance, not the accidents of their virtues. I'm not St. Aloysius, nor do I seek holiness in his particular way, but according to the requirements of my own nature, my own character in the different conditions of my life. I must not be the dry, bloodless reproduction of a model, however perfect. God desires us to follow the examples of the saints by absorbing the vital sap of their virtues and turning it into our own lifeblood, adapting it to our own individual capacities and particular circumstances. If St. Aloysius had been as I am, he would have become holy in a different way. So Blessed Pope John Paul II beatified him on September 3rd in the year 2000, and he assigned him this feast day, October 11th, which is the anniversary day that the Second Vatican Council's first session opened. So let us take to heart his words that we find in his journal and adapt the virtues that the saints practice to our own daily lives and circumstances.